各位长职传道弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace to our ministers and brothers and sisters.
有人问全世界最难的事情是什么？
Someone once asked, what is the most difficult thing to do in the world?
不是移山，不是填海。
It is not to move a mountain or to fill up a sea.
而是改变自己。
Rather to change oneself.
我们昨天晚上有讲。
Last night we mentioned.
主耶稣直接的跟门徒讲一件事情。
The Lord Jesus personally spoke to his disciples.
除非你改变。
He said, unless you change,
不然的话不能进神的国。
Otherwise, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们来看这一节。
Let us take a look at this verse.
马太福音第十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马太福音的第十八章第三节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 3.
说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
Verse 3, and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
信主本身就是改变的开始。
To convert to Christianity is the beginning of your change.
不是因为我们很好，神把我们叫来。
It is not because we are good that God has called us in.
而是因为我们不好，所以神把我们叫来，要来把我们改变成为好。
Rather because we are not good, that is why God called us in so that we can turn to be a better person.
主耶稣常常讲话都触动我们的心弦。
Most of the times, the words spoken by Jesus pierce our heart.
耶稣跟门徒讲，除非你们改变。
Lord Jesus said to the disciples, unless you turn.
他们已经信了主了。
They have believed in the Lord.
但是还是要改变。
Yet they must still change.
不然的话，不可以进神的国。
Otherwise, they will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
昨天我们讲过要变什么。
Last night we mentioned what should we turn into.
第一，要变成为更谦卑。
First, we must become more humble.
第二，变得更有爱心。
Second, to have more love.
我们今天来讲第三点。
Today we can talk about a third point.
我们要变得更圣洁。
We must change to be more holy.
我们从第六节开始看。
Let's start from verse 6.
第六、第七节其实可以说是连在一起的。
Verse 6 and verse 7 are joined together.
怎么样成为更圣洁呢？
How do we become more holy?
第六节。
Verse 6.
凡是我这信我的一个小子跌倒的，倒不如把大魔使全的这人的景象像深沉在深海里。第七节，这世界有祸了，因为张人绊倒，绊倒人的事是免不了的，但那绊倒人的有祸了。这里主耶稣到底讲什么？
What is Jesus trying to say?
主耶稣说，如果我们绊倒别人的话，
Lord Jesus says that if you become a stumbling block to others,
本身我们就等于犯了那个罪了。
You yourself have committed a sin.
犯罪有直接也有间接的。
There is a direct way of sinning and an indirect way of sinning.
我不会去杀人。
I will not commit a murder.
但是如果我的行为影响别人去杀人的话，
But if my conduct has caused another person to commit murder,
这里主耶稣说绊倒人的就有罪了。
Jesus here says that if you're a stumbling block, you have sin.
所以另人在跌倒等于犯了那个罪。
So if you have caused others to fall, it is likened to you have fallen yourself.
那么什么东西会让人跌倒的呢？
What would cause others to fall?
当然会跌倒的就是比较软弱的了。
To have fallen, you must have become weak.
刚刚信的了。
You are a new convert.
或者是信心有点软弱的。
Or you are one with little faith.
第六节说，一个小子啊，跌倒的话，我们就要负责任了。
Verse 6 tells us that if one of the little ones have fallen, then you have sinned.
那我们有什么情况之下可能会让别人跌倒呢？
Now, under what circumstances would we have caused others to fall?
有好几点。
There are several circumstances.
第一点啊，可能是我们的行为，我们的言语会让别人跌倒。
First, our conduct or our speech may have caused others to fall.
我们请看哥林多前书第八章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多前书第八章。
1 Corinthians chapter 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥林多前书第八章第九节。
1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9.
我们从第九节读到第十一节。
From verse 9 to verse 11.
请读啊，请你读。
Verse 9. Only take care lest this liberty of yours somehow become a stumbling block to the weak. Verse 11. For if anyone sees you, a man of knowledge, at table in an idol's temple, might he not be encouraged, if his conscience is weak, to eat food offered to idols? Verse 11. And so, by your knowledge, this weak man is destroyed, the brother for whom Christ died.
保罗说，我们信主的人都有自由，也有自私。
Paul says, of those who believe in the Lord, we have liberty and we have selfishness.
我们知道偶像的物，祭偶像像的物不算什么。
We know that we shouldn't pay much attention to the food offered to idols.
可能也不会去吃。
We may even avoid them.
我们可能说啊，我进去参观一下就好。
Perhaps we will tell ourselves we'll go in and take a look.
或者说我坐在那边，我不吃它的，我自己带我的汉堡。
Or perhaps I'll just sit at a table and not partake in the food.
我们可以这样做。
We can do so.
但是别人怎么看呢？
But how would others see you?
其他弟兄姐妹看到这个会怎么想呢？
When others perceive you sitting there, what would they think?
他们想说，哎，原来进去偶像的庙都可以的。
They would think that it's okay for us to actually visit.
进去里面吃他的斋也可以的。
Perhaps it is also allowable for us to go in and eat the food.
他没有看到，其实你是吃自己的汉堡。
They have not seen that perhaps you have brought in your own food to take there.
原来信主都可以做这个事情。
They might think that, oh, even Christians can't partake food offered to idols.
他就去犯了这个罪了。
And therefore they would have committed the sin.
我们自己没有去犯。
We ourselves did not sin.
但是他吃了。
But others have partaken the food.
他有罪。
They have sinned.
我也有罪。
The sin also falls on you.
所以这是保罗给我们一个观念。
So this is a concept that Paul has told us.
我们信主都很自由。
We Christians, we are free.
但是我们要想一个问题。
But there is a question we must always ponder.
我所做的事会不会影响别人的信心？
Would others be affected by our conduct?
会不会让别人对基督徒的观感，或者是对本会的观感有影响？
Would our conduct affect how others perceive Christians and our church?
有一次有一个信徒带一个慕道者来啊。
There was once a member who brought a true seeker to the church.
那慕道者来说，哎，来教会感觉都不错。
And the true seeker felt it was wonderful to come to the church.
但是一看，哎，那一位弟兄。好像在 casino 里面跟我一起，我认识他呢。
But he looked around and noticed there was a brother. Perhaps I've seen him somewhere, probably in a casino.
很熟呢。
He looked familiar.
哇，这样子对我们教会的印象就打折了。
And if that's the case, then his perception of our church has fallen.
所以比较不良的行为言语。
So your bad conduct and speech.
可能会让别人跌倒。
Perhaps they may cause others to fall.
那么怎么样还会让人家跌倒呢？
How would we cause others to fall?
不一定做不好的事才会让人家跌倒啊。
Not necessary that we have to do some evil things.
啊，在别的那个地方啊。
Perhaps another place.
啊，我见过一个 case.
I've seen a case myself.
啊，家里的家长啊，在教会里面参与圣工。
Parents of a family take part in the holy work.
遇到一些阻挡。
When they have met some hindrance,
遇到一些软弱
when they have moments of their weakness,
但是呢，他们那没有发泄的管道啊。
They have no channel to let go of their anger.
所以每一次啊，有什么不顺利的，有什么软弱的，哇，回到家就跟他的孩子们呢一起来讲说，哇，今天的话怎么样？
So each time they have faced problems, encounter problems, they would let go of the frustration right in front of the children.
小孩子也听得很生气啊。
And when the children heard what the parents said, they become angry.
怎么可以这样？
They would think, how could they do this?
哇，讲的时候父母就觉得很舒服了。
And having heard the children criticize the same people, the parents felt much better.
久而久之啊，这个效果就出来了。
And soon we began to see a negative effect taking place.
父母叫孩子说要去聚会啊。
When the parents tell their children to go to the church,
不用去了。
The children would say, "Why should we go?
还要去什么？
If the church is such a bad shape, why should we go?"
这个有时候不小心，父母也会成为跌倒绊倒孩子的信仰的一个榜样。
Unknowing parents have become the stumbling block to their children's faith.
所以啊，我们真的是每一句话
，So every word we speak,
每一个动作
，Every action we take,
我们要求主帮助我们。
We must ask our God to help us.
自己不跌倒之余，也不要让别人会跌倒。
Even though we ourselves do not fall, we must hope that others don't fall on our behalf.
第二个会让人跌倒的东西呢？
The second item that we would have caused others to fall.
就是错误的道理。
It would have been a wrong truth.
我们请看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章第十九节。
Chapter 1 verse 19.
提摩太前书第一章第十九节。
1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19.
长存信心和无愧的良心，有人吊弃良心，就在真道上如同船破了一般。请读。
19. Holding faith and good conscience but rejecting conscience, certain persons have made shipwreck of their faith.
保罗写给年轻工人提摩太最担心的是什么呢？
What was the one thing that Paul most worried about the young preacher Timothy?
就是道理啊会变得不纯正。
That he could not hold on to the truth.
教会是一条船。
The church is likened to a ship.
如果真理没有保守住的话
，If you have not seized to the truth tightly,
船破了一个洞
，It's likened to the ship has wrecked.
不会马上沉
，It will not sink immediately.
但是有一天都会沉下去的
，But one day it will sink.
真教会在末世最大的挑战是什么呢
？What is the greatest challenge that a true church faces in the end times?
现在的人不喜欢真理
，That people nowadays do not like the truth.
喜欢听自己喜欢听的。
They only want to hear what they want to hear.
他们会觉得同性恋也可以在教会里面结婚。
They believe that even homosexuals can be married in a church.
讲这种道理最多人来听了。
If you speak truth or teachings about these, many people will come and listen to you.
他们会讲每个教会都是一样。
They will say that all churches are the same.
大家一起得救。
Everyone will be saved.
而不会强调得救的真理。
They would not stress on the importance of the truth of salvation.
所以我们末世的教会。
So our true church in the end times.
末世的方舟。
We are the ark of the end times.
我们本着更正福音这个关键的这个工作。
We must hold on to the mission of rectifying the truth.
所以我们道理要保守纯正。
So we must hold on to the pure truth.
一代传过一代。
And we must pass this truth on to the next generation.
我们真教会最宝贵的资产并不是这个会堂。
Our most treasured resources in the church is not this chapel.
不是这块地。
It's not this piece of land.
而是真教会的得救的教义。
Rather, it is the truth, our teachings.
我们信徒对这个教义有没有明白呢？
Do our members understand these truths and teachings?
我们信了那么久，五大教义是什么？通不懂呢？
We have been a believer such a long time, but do we know our five basic doctrines?
我们十条基本信仰是什么？有没有办法讲出来呢？
Do we know our ten articles of faith?
所以我们得救，我们这个福音要保持住。
So to be saved, we must hold on and maintain this true, this pure truth.
第三个会让人家跌倒的东西是什么？
The third thing that we would cause others to fall.
就是一些错误的观念。
It would be misconceptions.
这个比较危险。
This is a little bit more dangerous.
也比较不容易发觉。
And it's also least noticed.
当我们来看啊，当约伯受试炼的时候。
When Job was being tested.
什么东西让他最难过呢？
What caused him the most trouble?
并不是他失去一切。
It's not that he has lost all his possessions.
他失去一切的时候，他也是赞美神。
When he has lost all his wealth, he even praised God.
而不是儿女死去的时候。
It is not the time when all his children died.
儿女死去，他也没有埋怨神。
When his children passed away, he didn't utter a word against God.
最难受是什么呢？
What caused him much pain?
也不是生病的时候。
It's not when he was ill.
生病的时候，他也是自己在刮而已。
Because when he was suffering from boils, he was scratching himself.
但是那个爆发点在哪里呢？
But what is that one thing that caused him to break?
那个爆发点就是那三位要来安慰他的朋友。
It would be his three friends who came to visit him.
讲了很多道理。
They told him a lot of things.
这回让他爆发出来了。
But at the end, he finally broke down and complained.
我们来看约伯记第十六章。
Let's turn to Job chapter 16.
约伯记第十六章。
Job chapter 16.
约伯记第十六章第一节。
Verse 1.
约伯记第十六章第一节。
Job chapter 16, verse 1.
约伯回答说这样的话，我听了许多，你们安慰人，反叫人愁烦。第三节。
3.
虚空的言语有穷尽吗？有什么话惹动你回答呢？我也能说你们那样的话。你们若在我的境遇，我也会联络言语攻击你们，要向你们摇头。
Verse 4.
所以这里约伯说，你们要来安慰我，结果让我更烦。
Here, Job is saying that you have come to comfort me, but yet you have caused me more trouble.
我们来思考这个问题哦。
Let's think about this.
安慰，结果让他更烦。
They came to comfort him, but yet they brought him more trouble.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约伯记第十三章第四节。
Job chapter 13, verse 4.
你们是编造谎言的，都是无用的医生啊。
Says as for you, you whitewash with lies. Worthless physicians are you all.
所以到底约伯的三个朋友讲了什么？
So what exactly did his three friends said to him?
如果我们把圣经翻开，
If you were to flip through the Bible,
约伯朋友所讲的句句都是道理。
Everything that his three friends said are true.
独立来看的话，都是没有办法可以挑毛病的。
If you look at them individually, there is nothing to pick on.
但是他们错在什么呢？
But where have they gone wrong?
他们有几个非常观念上的错误。
They have some, they hold some misconception, and it was revealed through the speech.
我们来看几节经节，我们都知道了。
Let us read a few verses.
我们来看几个错误的观念啊。
Let us take a look at these misconceptions.
我们看第五节，第五章。
Chapter 5.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
第十七节。约伯记第五章十七节。
Job chapter 5 verse 17.
神所诚知的人是有福的，你们所以你们不可以轻看全能者的管教，因为他打破又残果，他即将用手医治。请读啊。
Verse 17. Behold, happy is a man whom God reproves. Therefore, despise not the chastening of the Almighty. 18. For he wounds, but he binds up; he smites, but his hands heal.
这句话独立来看都是对的。
If you look at them individually, it is true.
因为神有时候会用一些患难来提醒我们一些事情。
Because sometimes God would use tribulations to remind you of something.
我们做不好走差了， 让你受苦，让你回转。
When we have gone astray, God might make us suffer so that we can turn our footsteps back.
是不是每次遇到苦难都是神在管教呢？
But does it mean that every tribulation you encounter would have been God's chastisement?
他这三个朋友就有一个很不好的观念。
These three friends have this misconception.
你看你受苦那么惨。
Look at you, how much you suffered.
你一定犯了比众人更严重的罪了。
You must have done something that is so evil.
你不用解释了。
There is no more explanation to be heard from you.
你赶快悔改。
Repent.
神会原谅你的。
God will forgive you.
你不悔改的话。
If you do not repent.
你六次七次的话，还是会再受苦的。
You will suffer more and more.
约伯听了会感觉怎么样？
But how would Job feel?
我根本没有犯什么罪。
He would think that I have not committed any sin.
我已经很辛苦了。
I am suffering here.
你还来说我要悔改。
And yet you're here to tell me to repent.
我悔改什么？
What is there to repent?
我的神是什么的神？
What kind of God do I believe in?
我的神好像常常找我麻烦的神。
It looks like my God is looking for trouble.
这个不是几千年前发生的事啊。
This did not happen a few thousand years ago.
这可以在今天我们生活当中发生的。
It could happen in our life today.
譬如说有弟兄姐妹可能生病在医院了。
For example, if a brother or sister is ill and is lying in a hospital,
我们访问的人口语会怎么讲呢？
When we go to visit them, what would we say?
有时候可能会听到这种话。
Sometimes we hear something like this.
哦，你遇到这个车祸，那小心要反省一下。
You have encountered an accident. You should repent.
可能神提醒你什么？
Maybe it's God trying to remind you of something.
躺在床上的人说，哦，对对对。
And those people lying in bed will probably say yes.
心里面想说你赶快走吧。
And probably thinking to themselves, please leave.
当然，除非他自己真的有做的不好，当然也要提醒自己。
And of course, unless they have really done something wrong, then they should repent and remind themselves.
每一次遇到什么不顺利的，就是神在管教。
But it doesn't mean that every tribulation they encounter is a lesson from God.
不要忘记了，约伯受苦难是魔鬼在攻击他。
Do not forget that the tribulation of Job comes from Satan.
不是神在攻击他。
It is not God who's attacking him.
我们的神没有那么无聊。
Our God is not boring.
有事没事把你打一打，让你痛一痛，让你悔改。
Or when he finds that he has nothing to do, he will chastise you for no good reason.
有时候我们就有这种错误的观念。
That is why sometimes we have this misconception.
神是旧约的神啊。
God is God of the Old Testament.
一看到神就要死掉了。
When we see God, we must die.
别人说信仰很大的压力。
It seems to us that our faith has become a big pressure on us.
信的很没有喜乐。
When we believe in God, we find no joy.
信的很痛苦。
We find that we're in pain and suffering.
这个就是正确的道理，但是运用在错误的地方啊，运用在错误的地方。
This is the correct truth, but applied in the wrong area.
我们的神是父母啊。
Our God is like our parents.
父母从来没有那么无聊，随时把孩子来打一打，然后叫他玩一玩。
And parents will not be doing such meaningless things as taking up the child and just chastise them for no good reason.
不是这样的。
That is not the way parenthood is.
我们神是慈爱的。
Our God is merciful.
他有时候会提醒我们。
He may remind us sometimes.
但是有时候我们是遇到试炼，魔鬼在阻挡我们。
Sometimes the tribulation we face are tests and trials from Satan.
第二个错误的观念呢？
The second misconception.
我们来看35章第六节。
Let's turn to chapter 35, verse 6.
35章第六节。
Chapter 35, verse 6.
哦。35章第六节。
Chapter 35, verse 6.
啊，这里是他朋友啊，以利户要讲的话。
Here, Job's other friend Elihu said to him.
第六节。
6.
你若犯罪，能使神受何害呢？你的过犯能加添，能使神受何损呢？
If you have sinned, what do you accomplish against him? And if your transgressions are multiplied, what do you do to him?
这句话这样看起来没有什么。
If you look at these words individually, there's nothing wrong with it.
但是在一个在受痛苦的人当中讲这句话就很伤他了。
But if you utter these words to someone who's suffering, then you have hurt him and caused him more pain.
你失去一切。
You have lost everything.
你失去健康。
You have lost your health.
失去孩子。
You've lost your children.
你在受苦。
You're suffering.
有人告诉你。
And someone tells you.
你受苦关神什么事呢？
You're suffering. What has it got to do with God?
你犯罪跟神什么关系呢？
Your transgressions. What has that got to do with God?
他在天上。
He's in heaven.
你在地下。
You're on earth.
谁管你？
Who's there to trouble you?
这个观念约伯听起来就很痛苦。
Having heard that, Job would probably felt more pain.
我们来讲讲这个问题。
Let's think about this.
我们的神真的是不想我们的吗？
Is it true that our God never thought about us?
这里说我们犯罪能不能使神受损害呢？
It says here, if you have sinned, what do you accomplish against God?
当然对神本身是没有损害。
Of course, to God, you haven't done anything.
但对神的情感上来说，他为我们伤心了。
But talking about the emotions of God, God also feels our pain.
我们请看以赛亚书63章。
Let's turn to Isaiah 63.
以赛亚书63章
Isaiah chapter 63
63章第10节
Verse 10
以赛亚书六十三章第十节。
Isaiah chapter 63 verse 10.
他们竟悖逆，使主的圣灵担忧，他就转作他们的仇敌，亲自攻击他们。请读。
But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, therefore he turned to be their enemy and himself fought against them.
这里第十节啊，这里说以色列百姓悖逆神，神就刑罚他们。
Here it tells us the people of Israel rebelled against God and God punished them.
当然这个刑罚是神很忧伤的来刑罚。
Of course, it was in grief that God punished his people.
然后呢，这里怎么讲？
And then what did it say?
第九节。
9.
他们在一切苦难中啊，他也同受苦难。
In all their affliction, God was afflicted.
神使百姓受苦，因为他们做错事了。
And God made the people suffer because they have gone wrong.
神是不是在天上很高兴，拍拍掌？
Do you think God is clapping his hands, laughing in heaven?
好像我们看电视看那些苦难的剧情一样，哦，一边吃爆米花，一边看电影。
It's like to us watching a movie and eating popcorn while enjoying a tragedy.
不是的。
That is not the case.
妈妈打小孩的时候
，When a parent strike a kid,
痛在孩子心里面。
The child may be suffering the pain.
身体里面痛在妈妈心里面。
The child is suffering the pain physically, but the mother is also suffering the pain.
以色列百姓
emotionally,
他们受苦了。
The people of Israel suffered.
神也很伤心了。
It also caused God some grief.
我不想这样的，但是不叫你这样没有办法。
It is not what I would like to do, but I have to do them.
所以我们刚刚唱那首诗很有意思。
So the hymn that we have just sang is actually very meaningful.
Does Jesus care? 他管吗？他关心吗？
Does Jesus care? Does he really care about you?
他非常关心。
Of course he does.
今天我们的困难。
Today, the problems we face.
不是每一个都是从神来的。
Not every one of them comes from God.
当然有一些是神的管教。
And of course, some of them contains chastisement of God.
第一类啊。
But
第一种。
First one.
是神的管教。
The first type is chastisement of God.
第二种呢。
Second.
魔鬼的攻击。
Is an attack from Satan.
我们也讲过了。
We've said this before.
但是还有第三种啊。
There's a third kind.
第三种是自己找来的麻烦。
The third kind is a problem you seek yourself.
明明是自己的选择。
It is your choice.
这个就不能怪神了。
So you cannot blame God.
也不能怪鬼啊。
You cannot blame the Satan.
你自己选择这样，自己受苦。
If you have made your decision, you should suffer the consequences.
但无论怎么样。
But regardless.
我们在受苦的时候。
When we are suffering.
Jesus cares. 神知道，神关心。
Jesus cares. God knows, and He cares about us.
他跟你一起哭。
He cried with you.
他跟你一起痛。
And he was in pain, suffering the pain with you.
圣经就是这样讲。
This is what the Bible tells us.
所以啊，正确的观念很重要。
So it is important that we hold the right concept.
不正确的观念真的会让人家跌倒。
And it is true that misconceptions can cause others to fall.
那么我们要怎么样来改正这种不正确的观念呢？
So how do we change all these misconceptions?
其实啊，一个正确的，我们来讲讲辅导的问题，这里也带到辅导的观念。
So let us talk about guidance.
Counseling 啊。Counseling， 我们在辅导。其实教会里面，我们就是彼此的互相来帮助，互相来辅导。
Counseling too, and when we counsel one another in church.
面对一个在受苦的人。
When you face someone who is suffering.
我们可以讲什么
？What can we say？
第一点。
First。
什么都不用讲，听他讲话。
Say nothing and just listen。
我们看约伯记第二十一章。
Let's turn to Job 21.
二十一章第一节。
Chapter 21, verse 1.
约伯记二十一章第一节。
Job chapter 21, verse 1.
约伯回答说：“你们要细听我的言语，就算是你们安慰我。”
Job answered, "Listen carefully to my words, and let this be your consolation."
最简单的安慰是什么
？What is the simplest consolation?
你去看他。
Visit them.
不是讲道理给他听。
Not to say words.
讲道理给他听之前。
Not to speak of the truth, but before that,
听他讲话。
Listen to them pouring their hearts out.
跟我们的孩子相处也是一样。
Same thing with interacting with our children.
在我们教他什么东西之前。
Before we teach them anything.
我们有没有听他讲话？
Have we listened to them?
晓不晓得他想什么？
Do we know what they're thinking?
知不知道他为什么这样做？
Do we understand why they would do this?
弟兄姐妹相处也是一样。
Same thing with interactions between brothers and sisters.
有一次在一个辅导的课程当中啊，很多青年聚在一起。
Once during a counseling lesson, there are many youth gathered together.
带领的人就问青年这个问题啊。
And the leader asked students.
如果你父母今天在当中，
If your parents were sitting among us，
如果他在的话，当然他不在。但如果在他当中的话，
If your parents are sitting among us，
你最希望跟他讲一句什么话？
What is the one thing that you would like to tell them the most？
通常父母不在，讲这种话就比较 free。父母真的在就不敢讲。
And of course, the parents are not there, so they are free to relay their ideas。
有一个青年这样讲。
One youth said this。
如果父母在的话，
If my parents were here today，
最希望我跟他讲这句话是什么？
The one thing that I would like to tell them the most.
我想请他多听我讲话。
Is that I would like them to hear what I have to say.
我想听他讲他的事情啊。他教授教导我什么了
？I often hear them telling me what to do.
就是我想他也听我讲。
But I would like them to give me a chance.
我讲的对，讲的不对没有关系。
It doesn't matter what I say is right or wrong.
你要听我讲。
But at least give me the chance to listen to me.
但是约伯的朋友听了，也是把他打回去。
But the friends of Job, when they heard what he has to say, they would often defend themselves.
没有听啊。
It's like until they haven't heard anything.
没有共鸣。
So they haven't found a theme.
我们有没有听我们的先生讲话呢
？Have we heard what others have to say?
住在一个屋檐下，有没有听他讲话
？We live in the under the same roof. Have we heard our spouse?
有没有听我们的太太讲话
？Have we heard what our wives have to say?
有没有听我们的父母讲话
？Have we heard what our parents have to say?
有没有听我们的儿女在讲话
？And have we heard what our children have to say?
第二个步骤。
The second step.
我们来看第十九章十七节。
Let's turn to chapter 19, verse 17.
十七节啊。
17.
第十七节，十九章是十七节啊。
Chapter 19, verse 17.
我的口是气味，我妻子厌恶；我的很求，我同胞也弃嫌；连小孩子也藐视我。我若起来，他们都嘲笑我。这里是说什么呢
？What is it saying here?
约伯说啊，我在痛苦当中啊，没有人忍耐我。
It says, in terms of my pain, nobody's giving me some patience.
Bear with me, 没有办法忍耐我，接受我。我是嘴巴很臭，但是我生病了，我不想这样子的。
No one wants to bear with me. No one wants to put up with me.
约伯全身都长疮，当然也没有办法洗澡了。那个脓啊，一定是很臭的。
And he was suffering from boil, and they covered all his body, and he couldn't take a shower, so of course he doesn't smell very good.
所以他的朋友可能说，哇，距离很远，或他太太也嫌他臭了。
And it is possible that his wife and his friends would rather keep a distance from him.
有时候在成长的过程当中啊，就是会有遇到这种尴尬的情况。
Sometimes in our journey of life, we face some awkward situations.
不完全。
We are incomplete.
但是求主耶稣帮助我们。我们在辅导一个人的时候，我们要忍耐他，帮他一起走过来。
But when we are counseling others, we ask God to help us to become complete to help others.
神就是这样好的一个辅导员。
And God is a good counselor.
他听约伯讲话。
He listened to the words of Job.
约伯讲了很多。
Job spoke much.
他让他讲，神让他讲话。
And God gave Job a chance to speak.
到了最后，神给他启示，给他观念改过来了。
And finally, end, God has changed Job's concept.
所以我们刚刚所讲到这第一点，为什么怎么可以变得更圣洁呢？就是不要令人家跌倒。
So we've mentioned the first point. How can we make others to become more holy? First is not to make others fall.
那么我们再看回来第二点啊。
Let us read the second. Let us now discuss the second point.
我们看回来马太福音第十八章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章啊。
Matthew chapter 18.
从第八节到第九节啊，就是另外一段了。
Starting from verse 8 to verse 9 is the second part.
这是关于自己本身的问题了。
It talks about ourselves.
不是令别人跌倒的问题了。
It is not a problem that we cause others to fall.
第八节。
8.
倘若你一只手或是一只脚叫你跌倒，就砍下来丢掉；你缺一只手或一只脚，进入永生，强如有两手两脚被丢在永火里。第九节。
9.
倘若你一只眼叫你跌倒，就把它挖出来丢掉；你只有一只眼进入永生，强如有两只眼被丢在地狱的火里面。
Verse 8, and if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life maimed or lame, rather with two hands or two feet, to be thrown into the eternal life. Verse 9, and if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire.
在中世纪的时候，有一个教会的教父啊，叫 Origen 啊，他看了只是这一段。
During the Middle Ages, there was a pope when he saw
a church father.
A church father, and when he read this part of the Bible,
就是说要把它割掉。
Jesus said, "You must cut it off."
他常常看到女生都会不好的心思啊。
Every time he see a girl, he would have ugly thoughts.
就是说要把它割掉。
Jesus said, "You must cut it off."
他就狠下心来把自己割掉。
And he was sad, and so he cut himself off.
变成一个太监。
He became a eunuch.
但是后来他后悔了。
And later on, he regretted.
真的把他割掉，但是看到女生还是会想不好的事情。
when he indeed cut it off, he still thought about evil things.
所以主耶稣是不是叫我们割掉的话呢?
But is it true what Jesus meant to tell us to cut it off?
如果真的是按字面解释的话，我们全部都是没手没脚没眼睛的人。
If we were to interpret this literally, then most of us would be handicapped.
主耶稣这里讲什么?
What is Jesus saying here?
就是告诉我们第一点。
First,
我们的肉体啊，常常会要我们犯罪。
Our physical body often causes us to sin.
无论年纪有多大。
No matter how old you are.
一天带着肉体。
If you have flesh for one day,
一天就容易会犯罪。
Then you would have a greater chance of sinning that day.
没有肉体都没有办法了。
If you have no physical body, you won't sin.
有一天离开世界那一天呢?
Then the day you leave the world,
这个肉体就不能犯罪了。
Then your physical body could no longer cause you to sin.
所以既然肉体可以让我们犯罪的话,
If your physical body causes you to sin,
啊，这里要告诉我们什么呢?
What does it tell you here?
这里要砍是什么意思呢?
What does it mean to cut it off?
不是真的是砍手砍脚。
Does it literally mean to cut off your hands and feet?
有一些赌钱的人呢，要改，说，喂，这次赌我不行，砍这只。
There are some gamblers, when they have the urge to gamble, they would cut off their hands.
结果过两个礼拜，又去赌，又再砍一只。
And 2 weeks later, they still have the urge to gamble, so they'll cut off the other hand.
结果砍了十只。
So after cutting off all their fingers,
不可以赌吗？还是可以赌。
Do you think they won't be able to gamble?
要出去推那个筹码出去就赌了。
They will still have, they'll still be able to push all the chips.
真的去 casino 看看那赌的人，真是很有决心的。
If you go to a casino, take a look at the gamblers. Most of them are very determined to gamble.
现在也不用推了，手指上网，上网也可以赌了。
Now you don't have to go to a casino to gamble. You just go online.
啊，所以不是真的是砍手砍脚。
So it doesn't literally mean to cut off your hands and feet.
第一，就是主耶稣告诉我们要了解哪一个东西啊是会让我们软弱的。
The first point is that you must understand what causes you to sin.
Cause 那个原因是什么
？What is the cause of your weakness?
我们不怕失败。
We're not afraid of failures.
我们最怕自己为什么失败？不懂自己为什么失败
？What we fear most is the reason behind our failure.
失败不懂得再起来。
After we failed, we don't know where we have failed, so we can't stand up again.
我们怎么可以知道自己的软弱呢
？How do we know our weakness?
我们看诗篇第十九篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 19.
诗篇第十九篇。
Psalms 19.
十二节。
Verse 12.
诗篇十九篇第十二节。
Psalms 19, verse 12.
十九篇第十二节。
Psalms 19, verse 12.
谁能知道自己的错事呢？愿你赦免我隐而未现的过错，求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪，不容这罪辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。这里诗人呢，他祷告说：“主啊，我有哪里做的不好？你要告诉我。”
Here, the psalmist prays to God, saying that God, please tell me where I have gone wrong.
为什么我祷告没力呢？
Why is it that I receive no power when I pray?
为什么我侍奉无力呢？
Why is it that when I serve you, I felt no strength?
为什么我对聚会没有兴趣呢？
Why is it that I am not interested in coming to the church?
我曾经很热心，为什么现在是这样呢？
I used to be very fervent. Why am I like this now?
What is the cause? 那个原因是什么？
What is the cause of all of these?
求主耶稣帮我们找出来。
Lord, please find it for me.
好，第二点就是要砍呢。
Second is to
要砍要 cut 啊、哦。
Second is to cut.
怎么砍呢
？How do we cut？
不是砍手砍脚的砍。
We're not cutting our hands or feet.
啊，砍就是说我们要立下决心做的改变。
To cut means that you must make a decision to be determined to change.
什么东西让我们软弱
？What causes to become weak？
把它发现了。
Find it.
立下决心把它改变。
And be determined to change.
啊，有一个实际的例子啊。
There is a practical example.
啊，在沙省啊，有一个农夫啊，他有一天在耕田的时候。
In Saskatchewan, there was a farmer once when he was farming one day.
手啊，被那个拖拉机啊卡住了。
His hand was actually got caught in a tractor.
到处都没有人。
There was nobody there.
冬天很冷。
And it's cold in the winter.
他不能出来。
He couldn't release his hand.
流很多血。
And he was bleeding.
他知道，再不解决的话，我就没救了。
He understood that if he does not resolve the problem, he would be dead.
狠下心来，他身上有把小刀。
So he made a decision, and he has a knife in his pocket.
在他已经腐烂的肉啊，那个冻伤已经烂在肉当中啊，自己来切他的手指。
And where he sees his wounds, he decided to cut his hand.
结果没了手了，但是他出了来就有救了。
And once he cut his hands, he could release it, and he was able to find help.
所以我们属灵的问题是什么
？So what is our spiritual problem?
什么东西让我们跌倒
？What has caused us to fall?
让我们软弱
？What has caused us to become weak?
我们狠下心来。
We must make the determination.
做一个改变。
Make a change.
几个例子了。
A few examples.
有个弟兄。
There was a brother.
很喜欢看电影。
He loved to watch movies.
很喜欢看好莱坞的电影。
He loved to watch Hollywood movies.
以前信心本来很好的。
In the past, he had good faith.
但是看了那种电影太多，暴力、色情、脏话。
He has watched too much movies, violence and pornography.
信心都软弱。
His faith has weakened.
每一次闭着眼睛就想到那些东西。
Every time he closed his eyes, he would thought about those movies.
自己没有办法控制。
He couldn't control himself.
怎么办呢？
What do we do? What did he do?
他去完神学班回来。
After he attended the seminars,
他立了志向。
He made a determination.
既然我没有办法控制不看那种东西啊。
Since I couldn't control myself not to watch those.
我就连 cable TV 我都不要了。
Then I should have even cut off those cable TVs.
这不付钱了，把它退掉了。
I would stop paying for my cable.
这是也是个方法。
But that is one method.
他把自己让自己软弱的东西完全切掉了。
He would cut off anything that made him weak.
另外一个例子。
Another example.
搬家的例子啊。
Example of moving.
有一个妈妈看到自己的小孩子信心软弱了。
There was a mother who saw that her child has become weak in faith.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为住了太离开教会太远了。
Because they live so far away from the.
想起来教会都累了，还没有上车就累了。
And even thinking about going to church make them tired.
所以我想说，为了信仰。
So for the sake of their faith.
把这个远的房子、大房子卖掉。
They would sell the big house.
我要搬进教会一点。
And move closer to the church.
很有决心，为了这个事情。
They were very determined, and they sold the house.
另外一个例子。
Another example.
有一对夫妻信徒。
There was a couple.
为了生意上。
For the sake of their business.
分开两地
，They were separated and live in two different places.
长期下来，发觉有点问题了。
After a while, they found that there's some problem.
怎么办呢
？What do they do?
决心。
They make up their mind.
为了家庭。
For the sake of the
为了婚姻。
For the sake of their
为了孩子。
For the sake of their children.
做一个决定，把生意结束掉。
They decided to end their business.
回来跟家人在一起。
And they were grouped together as one family.
所以都是一个决心的问题。
All these have to do with decisions.
但每一个人有自己的困难，每一个人自己的状况。
Each person have their own problems.
不是说每一个人都按照什么来做。
And not everybody have to go through the same steps.
我们要自己做一个诊断，到底是什么时候我要做这个决心呢？
We ourselves have to diagnose our problem and make a decision.
做一个很大的改变。
And to change enormously.
这个、好像一个手术一样，这个烂掉就不能要了，就要割掉了。
It's like into an operation. When you see something has rotten, you must cut it off.
取舍是最难的。
It is harder to give and take.
但是最关紧要的关头就是要这个决心。
But the most critical point is your decision.
所以求主就帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们要改变自己更圣洁。
We must change ourselves to become more holy.
不要让他跌倒。
Do not let others fall.
也不要让自己跌倒。
And do not let ourselves fall.
我们起来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing hymn.